Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pravishtakarna Randrena Sanam Bhava Sharorudham Dhunati Shamalam Krishna Shalilasha Yatha Sharat Pravishtaha Thus being entered. Karna Randrena, through the halls of the ears. Swanam, according to one's liberated position. Bhava, constitutional relationship. Shara Ruham, the lotus flower. Dhunati, cleanses. Samalam, material qualities like lust, anger, avarice, and hankering. Krishna, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shalilasha, of the reservoir of waters. Yata, as it were. Sharat, the autumn season. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Person, sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supersoul, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon the pools of muddy water. Translation responsively, the sounding incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association, such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus it acts like autumnal rains upon the pools of muddy water. Purport. It is said that a single pure devotee of the Lord can deliver all the fallen souls of the world. Thus one who is actually in the confidence of a pure devotee, like Narad or Sukadev Goswami, and thus is empowered by one's spiritual master, as Narad was by Brahmaji, can not only deliver himself from the clutches of Maya or illusion, but can deliver the whole world by his pure and empowered devotional strength. The comparison to the autumnal rains that falls on muddy reservoirs of water is very appropriate. During the rainy season, all of the waters of the rivers become muddy, but in the month of July, August, the autumn season, when there is slight rainfall, the muddy waters of the rivers all over the world become at once clear. By addition of some chemical, a small reservoir of water like that of a metropolitan waterworks tank can be cleared, but by such a tiny effort, it is not possible to clear up all the reservoirs of water like the rivers. A powerful, pure devotee of the Lord, however, can deliver not only his personal self, but also many others in his association. In other words, the cleansing of the polluted heart by other methods, like culture of empiric knowledge or mystic gymnastics, can simply cleanse one's own heart, but devotional service to the Lord is so powerful that it can cleanse the hearts of the people in general. By the devotional service of a pure, empowered devotee, a true representative of the Lord, like Narad, Sukadev Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, and the six Goswamis, and later Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, etc., can deliver all the people by their empowered devotional service. By sincere efforts to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one realizes his constitutional relationship with the Lord in the transcendental humor of servitude, friendship, paternal affection, or conjugal love. And by such self-realization, one becomes situated at once in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not only were all the pure devotees like Narad self-realized souls, but they were engaged in preaching work automatically. by spiritual impetus, and thus they delivered many poor souls entangled in the material modes. They became so powerful because they sincerely followed the Bhagavatam principles by regularly hearing and worshipping. By such actions, the accumulated material lust become cleansed by the personal endeavor of the Lord within the heart. The Lord is always within the heart of the living being, and he becomes manifested by one's devotional service. Purification of the heart by culture of knowledge or mystic yoga may be all right for the time being for an individual person, but it is like the cleansing of a small quantity of stagnant water by chemical processes. Such clarification of water may stand for the time being, and the sediments settle down, but by a slight agitation, everything becomes muddy. The idea is that devotional service to the Lord is the only method of cleansing the heart for good, whereas other methods may be superficially good for the time being. There is a risk of becoming muddy again due to agitation of the mind. Devotional service to the Lord with specific attention for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always is the best recommended method for liberation from the clutches of illusion. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we are doing this very thing here. Devotional service to the Lord with specific attention for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always, is the best recommended method for liberation from the clutches of illusion. Actually, we could say these two things, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna, are the most powerful means for deliverance in the present modern times of Kali Yuga. And actually, this was not known. This path, Bhagavat Marg, it's called Bhagavat Marg, the path of serving the Lord by hearing about him. Just like we mentioned yesterday, how that this hearing the Bhagavatam is for everybody, is for the kalonasta drisham, those whose drishti means their vision is nashta, and ignorance people due to Kali Yuga, and that is everybody. I visited Melbourne after 2 years, and I had to visit many relatives and friends, and when we visit the relatives, we see how absorbed they are in the nashta drishti. Their vision is they cannot see anything except beyond family life. What is that? Jai Shambhanda Nahi Ja Brita Brita Janma Gelota She Poshu Bodo Dura Chan. This is Narottam Das Thakur is singing. She Shambhanda Nahi Ja. Those who She Shambhanda Nahi Ja. Those who do not recognize or understand their relationship with Lord Nityananda. Brita janma gelota, their life is wasted. Brita janma gelo, brita means useless. Their life is useless. She poshu boro dura achar. They're big animals. She poshu boro. They're big animals. Dura achar. Nitaina boli lomuke ma anjilo shongsha shuke. They are happy. Manjilo shongsha shuk. It means they're very absorbed in the happiness of material life. They're very happy in the family, and particularly in Australia. The people are very happy. It's such a comfortable life in the suburbs. In Albert Park and everything, the nature strip is all trimmed and it's so peaceful, and the kookaburras in the morning. And they're very happy. And the children all have healthy, and they go to school. I mean, life in Australia is close to Swagaloka. They're so happy. But Nidai Nabo Lilo Muke, they're not worshipping the Lord. And what is the use of such a life? Nidana bolilo muke, majilo shongsha shuke, bidya kule ki kori betar. What is the value in their education, in their birth? Vidya kule ki kori be. There's no use. It's all just a fantasy. It's all just illusion. It will go. I'm preaching in Bangladesh, and I say to the people that at the time of death, everything lost. And you won't remember your pin number in the next life. And they all go, oh. Not remembering the pin number. What is the use? There's so much money in the bank, but you can't remember the pin number. So everything will go. So what is the thing that will remain, that won't go? And that's what we should spend time to develop. Life is not of any value if you're not actually developing your shambandha gyan, your relationship with the Lord. That will not be lost. You don't have to become a big preacher. You don't have to become a big manager. You don't have to become a big sannyasi. You just have to develop your relationship with the Lord. That's all. That's it. Just develop your relationship, your genuine, real relationship. Here in the verse is saying about that. It says that Swanam Baba Sororuham. Swanam Baba. Your own relationship. It says there. The constitutional relationship. That's it. And that is very easily or very quickly awakened by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna. And actually, this is good for everybody. Srimad Bhagavatam is the medicine for everybody. Bhavo Shadak Shotra Mano Biramat. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains the Bhavo Shod. Bhava is the repeated birth and death, and Oshod is the medicine. So Bhavo Shod. It is the medicine for curing the Bhava Rog. Bhava Rog, the material disease of repeated birth and death, attachment. So it is a disease, even though they're in a disease condition, even though they're very happy. Manjilo shongsha shukhe. Manjilo means they've entered into. Manjilo. They're absorbed in. Just like we sing about the Goswamis, that Radha Krishna Padaravinda Vajanandena Mataliko, and Radha Krishna Gunasmriti Madhuri Anandena Samohito. Gopi Bhava Rishamrita Bilahali Kalola Magnod Muhud. Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita Adbi, that the ocean of the love of the gopis for Krishna. Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita Adbi Lahari, the waves. Kalola Magno Muhud. Muhud means repeatedly. Magno means to merge into. Same word, Magno, Majo. Sangsha shuke majile shangsha. So the materialists are absorbed in the material happiness or sense gratification. And the Goswamis are absorbed in the waves of the ocean of the sweetness of the gopis' mood of serving Krishna. So ultimately it's up to us what we want to get merged into. And in the human form of life we can arrange our environment. And here is explaining that by absorbing yourself in the Bhagavat Sravan, then you can be situated in your constitutional position. You can be situated in your bath of feelings for the Lord. So it's good for the conditioned souls. In fact, it is for the conditioned souls. It's for everybody. But it describes that about Vyasadeva in the first canto is describing why he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Why he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's describing how he'd compiled all the Vedic literatures and still he was feeling dissatisfied. And then And Narada Muni came and explained the mistake. That is that you've done such a wonderful, elaborate achievement of compiling all the Vedic literatures, which means the Vedas, because the Shruti was there, but he wrote it down. He wrote it before it wasn't written. It was in sound form, mantra, Shruti mantra. And then he compiled it in literary form, four Vedas and Upanishads and the Vedanta Sutra and the Puranas and the Itihash, Mahabharata. He compiled it, all of this. And still he was feeling dissatisfied. And therefore, Narad said, you haven't sufficiently emphasized Bhagavad Bhakti, devotional service. And therefore the people are confused because there's so much information. And this is the problem with the so-called Arya Samaj or the so-called Hindu people, that they don't know. You ask one person, you get one idea. You ask somebody else, you get a completely different idea. Everyone has a completely different idea because it's confusing. Even Bhagavad Gita. So many Bhagavad Gitas were there before Prabhupada wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is, but no one got the message. Therefore, he wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is. It wasn't clear. And in the science of self-realization, there's one discussion between Dr. Stahl, Professor Stahl from Berkeley University, and Prabhupada about Bhagavad Gita. He was an Indologist. And he's discussing with Prabhupada, he's discussing the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is karma yoga. And he's giving all the references, and Prabhupada saying it's devotional service. But actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, there are not many verses that even mention bhakti. There are not many verses, 10, 15, that mention mayi, antami, madarpanam, bhavamad bhakta, but not many. So people get the wrong idea. Statistically, they think that it's not about bhakti. But therefore, on every page of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, he writes about bhakti. Just so that we don't get the wrong idea. Just so you don't have to wait till you get to the end. Srinume paramavachaha. Krishna says, now listen to my supreme instruction. But that's at the end. So people, in case they don't get there, Prabhupada puts it on the first page, on every page. Chant Hare Krishna. Devotional service to Krishna. And therefore the message is clearer. So therefore Prabhupada in a purport he says, which is related to that, he says that a true representative of the Lord, like Narad, Sukadev, Goswami, Bhaktivinoda, Bhaktisiddhanta, can deliver all the people by their empowered devotional service. Okay, so that's an example. By the empowered devotional service, that even more powerful than the Lord himself. Because the Lord came and spoke Bhagavad Gita, but people didn't get the message. But when Prabhupada presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, the effect was greater. Because he was empowered. And that's how the Lord likes to work. The Lord likes to actually, he likes to allow his devotee to get the credit. And just like Arjuna was the victor of Arjuna is the hero of Kurukshetra, not Krishna. So Krishna likes his devotee to get the credit and do. And similarly, if you want, you can also, on behalf of the Lord, achieve so many wonderful things if you have the right attitude. The Lord can empower you. The Lord wants to do that. He likes to do that. He doesn't like to be the main hero all the time. He likes to empower his devotee. So that's an example. So he hadn't clearly explained what was the real purpose. What was the real purpose? So therefore you have to rectify. So therefore, write Srimad Bhagavatam, which is only about devotional service. Therefore we chant that verse. Dharma pro jita kaitava. That the other types of religion called cheating religion, is called the Kaitav Dharma, is projita, is completely rejected in this book. Dharma projita Kaitava. Atra Parama. And here the Supreme is presented. That Ishra Sadhya Riddhi Avarujite Atra Kriti Bhishu Shutta Viktakshana. And just by hearing it, then you'll get the Lord appearing in the heart. So therefore, when Vyasadeva writing Srimad Bhagavatam, in order to clarify, he, in the very beginning, makes a very clear statement, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Obeisances to Lord Vasudev, the son of Devaki. Because it wasn't clear before, now I'm making it clear. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's the beginning of the first canto and also the beginning of the second canto. Just to make sure that this is what this is about, clarifying things. And After hearing from Narad about what he should do, he went and and meditated in his ashram on the bank of the Saraswati River. And he saw, as describes, that he saw the cause of the illusion of the conditioned souls and the cause of their suffering. And he saw the Lord, he saw the material energy which was influencing the living entities, and he saw the solution. Anatta Upashamam Shakshat. Anatta Upashamam Shakshat. Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje. That by direct Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje, he saw that by direct serve, if they can directly serve the Lord, then Anatta Upashana, all of the unwanted things can be removed. Anatta Upashamam Shakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje. Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje. If they do direct devotional service to the Lord, then Anatta Upashana, all of the unwanted things will be removed. Because the cause of developing these unwanted things is neglecting devotional service to the Lord. Is the cause of it. Krishna Bulli, when Sanatana Goswami asked Mahaprabhu, why am I suffering? Ke ami, kena amare jari taputrai. Who am I and why am I? They're all calling me a great pundit and great learned person, but I don't know why I'm suffering. And Mahaprabhu answered, Krishna Bulli, because you've forgotten Krishna, sayi jiva anadir bahirmukha. Having forgotten Krishna, you've become attracted to the external energy. We become, having given up our bhav, our constitutional position in service to Krishna, we're serving the external energy. The service has to be there. Either we serve Krishna directly or we serve the external energy. That's why the materialists get up so early in the morning and they're so busy. Running. Here they're driving. But in India they're running after the bus. Hanging on the back of the bus. In Mumbai, hanging on the train. They're serving like anything. If we served the Lord with as much devotion as the materialists served the material energy, we would be very quickly elevated. They're serving. They're serving the same. They work all day. Work all day. And Indian people that come to Australia work all day and work all night. In the Safeway or driving the taxi. My brother-in-law said to me, oh, you're living in India now. Yeah, I know India. Taxi driver, everybody. Melbourne taxi driver, all Indians. Working all day, all night. Arvind Daksha Prabhu, he took me to program in his taxi. IT, Gaurav, IT, I have to work 10, 15 hours a day. IT. All day, all night, working so hard, as service. And it's so devoted, because we're attached. Anadir bahir mukha. We become attracted to the external energy, like anything. So determined to enjoy. Ata eva maya tarideva shamsha dukho. But the problem with that is that the external energy gives us is suffering. It's the external, like the shadow. Chayeva yasha bhuvanani vibhati durga. It's the shadow. It's not the real thing, although it appears a little bit similar. Like reflection. It looks a little bit similar. But the shadow is... you have husband and you have shadow of husband. You won't get any paisa from the shadow of the husband. Although it looks a bit like husband. You just smash your face. So that's material energy. It's designed to give suffering. Ata eva maya tare deva shongsha dukho. It's designed to give misery. So that's the cause. So the cause of suffering is forgetting Krishna. So Vyasadeva sitting and he's seeing that Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje, if they directly do Bhakti Yoga to the Lord again, then Anatta Upashana, all of the unwanted things and the suffering will be removed. Or in simple language, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jeev Krishna Das E Vishash Korale To Adukha Nai. You know a bit of Bengali? Jeev Krishna Das E Vishash Korale. If you believe that you're a servant of Krishna, if you function like, if you serve Krishna, Jeev Krishna Das, E Bishash, Korale. If you believe that, if you act like that, Ardukanai, the suffering will go away. Then we're no more suffering. So Vyasadeva, he saw that in his meditation after hearing from Narad. He saw that Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhokshaje. If they directly do bhakti yoga to the Arhakshaja Lord, anatta upashana, then all of the unwanted things are... Upashana means actually they dry up. They evaporate. And then the second verse of Bhagavatam also says, tapa troyon mulanam. Tapa troyon mulanam. Unmulanam means they're pulled out from the root. Unmulanam. Mul, the root. Unmulanam, unrooted. Tapa, trion mulanam. The three miseries are pulled out from the root by Bhagavat Sevaya. And therefore, anata, the lokasha ajanasha. Lokasha ajanasha. But the people in general do not know this. They do not know that by serving Lord Hari, they will uproot all of their miseries. They do not know that. Lokasha ajanasha vidvan chakre satvita sanghita. And for that reason, the vidvan, the learned Vyasadeva, chakre, he compiled Satvita Sanghita, this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Satvita Sanghita. He compiled it so that so that we have the, as Aniruddha Prabhu was saying the other day, Tato Jayam Udirayat, the means of conquest. You just have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Lokasha Ajanasha Vedvan Chakra Satvita Sanghita. He compiled this just so that people could hear it, because by hearing it, they will be serving Lord Hari. Just by hearing it, you don't have to do anything else. You just have to submissively hear. And that is serving Lord Hari. In fact, that is the first of the items, Shravanam. And discussing Sravanam Kirtanam. And particularly Mahaprabhu came to establish this process. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshat Mekha Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Buddhi Yasta Maham Prabhadi. An ocean of mercy. He came to Shikshatam to teach Vaira Nija Bhakti Yoga, devotional service to himself. And how did he do that? How did he teach? Actually, he didn't write books, he didn't give big pravachan, he demonstrated Bhakti Rupa. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakti Rupa Surupakam. He's come in his own, he's come in the form of a devotee to demonstrate how to serve the Lord. That is, Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshatam. He comes to teach Bhakti Yoga by demonstrating it himself. And Mahaprabhu's process was hearing Krishna Katha, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna. Now, one time, Advaita Acharya Prabhu, he was upset because he was always being respected by Mahaprabhu. He was always being respected because he was senior. And so he had a plan. Okay, I would act in such a way that Mahaprabhu would chastise me. So you know what he did? You'd like to hear what he did? He had the plan that I will start to preach the impersonalist philosophy, Jnana Marga. And then we'll see if Mahaprabhu continues to respect me after getting the news about that. So he was preaching from Yoga Vishishta to his students. He's Acharya, Advaita Acharya. He was teaching. He would teach in Shantipur. He would teach in Advaita Bhavan in Mayapur. And every day the devotees would sit and Vishwambhara would come. Vishwambhara, Mahaprabhu's elder brother. And he would learn from Advaita Acharya. And sometimes Nimai would come. And little Nimoy was a little baby just with a string and a little bell around his waist. And he would come and say, Mataji is calling, Bishambhara, come for lunch. And all the Vaishnavas were sitting with Advaita Acharya and they would look and they would see this effulgent, beautiful child and they would all become into Maya, the Yoga Maya. And they would all say, so beautiful. And again, what is this? This Maya. And again, they would look at his beautiful form and then fall into Maya. This is such a beautiful child, so charming. And Nimai would be saying, Bishambhara, come. Mais, Mataji, he's calling for lunch. So Advaita Acharya would lecture. He would teach the Vaishnavas. So he started teaching this Yoga Vishishta. So Mahaprabhu heard about it. And he went to Shantipur. And he said, Acharya. He asked a question. What is better, Jnana Marga or Bhakti Marga? Advaita Acharya, he said, what is the use of bhakti if you have no jnana? What is the use? Bhakti is like a mirror, but if you don't know who you are, if you don't have no jnana, then what is the use of your bhakti?
Mm.
Of course, jnana is superior to bhakti. So hearing this, Mahaprabhu, he grabbed him. He grabbed him by the neck and dragged him out into the courtyard. And Elder Dwayne, he dragged him out, took a stick, he's beating him. Bang, he's punching him, he's kicking him. Sita Takarani, she's screaming, "He's just an old man, he's just an old Brahmin. What are you doing? You've got to leave his body." And after a while, Mahaprabhu became pacified. And then there was prayers. Mahaprabhu is demonstrating by this that he's demonstrating a quite a major lesson. Actually, on the way to Shantipur, this is another interesting incident. He and Nityananda Prabhu, they stopped at a village called Lalitpur. And there, they met one sannyasi who was living in his residence. And he's a special type of sannyasi, that he had a wife. And he's there, special type of sannyasi. And he saw that they came, and Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda, "Oh, who is the owner of this nice cottage?" And Nityananda Prabhu said, "There's one sannyasi, he's living here." And the sannyasi saw, and he saw the two beautiful forms, these two beautiful young boys, so gorgeous, their bodily physiques, their lotus-like eyes, their shining effulgence, long, beautiful hair, beautiful shaped chest, like lion chest. He's attracted to their beautiful forms. He said, "You young boy, you young Brahmin boys, you must be very tired, long journey, come and take rest in my house, take some refreshment." And Mahaprabhu said, no, we're going Shantipur, thank you, well, we must carry on. And he said, no, you come and you take some, no, we'll go there, Shantipur, there we'll take bath, and we can. He said, no, take bath here, here's Ganga, Devi, you take bath, you come and rest some time and take some refreshment, then you can carry on in your journey. And Mahaprabhu looked at Nityananda and said, okay, sounds reasonable, okay. So they went to the bath, went to Ganga, took bath, came back, refreshed, tilak fresh. And then this sannyasi offered fruits. And it describes what fruits he offered in Chaitanya Bhagavad, this jackfruit and mango and lychee. It's a summertime, so many nice fruits are there. And they Nityananda, they offered, and then they were taking the fruits. They're enjoying nice, juicy fruits, mango. In Mayapur, in the summertime, so many mangoes, the whole area smells of mango. The whole area smells of mango. It's sweet. And you see the mangoes are dripping juice on the trees. Amgat. So, Ambagan. So then, after some time, the sannyasi said to Mahaprabhu, "You like to have some ananda? And Nityananda, Mahaprabhu, he looked at Nityananda and said, "What's he talking about? He'd like to have some ananda." And because Nityananda Prabhu was experienced, he traveled all over many holy places. He knew what type of sannyasi he was. He knew what he meant. He said to Mahaprabhu, "I think he means wine. Wine. I think he means wine." So Mahaprabhu immediately, he looked at Nityananda, and immediately they jumped up and then they ran out of that place and they washed their hands and they went to the Ganga and they jumped into the Ganga, purified themselves and floated, from there floated down to Shantipur. So anyway, what's the point? The whole point of it is that both of these incidents occur one after the other in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So what's the point of that? The point is that Mahaprabhu, he's beating Advaita Acharya for teaching the Jnana Mark, impersonalism philosophy. And the nonsense-controlled sannyasi, who was drinking wine and had his wife and everything there, but did some bhakti to the form of the Lord, was appreciated by Mahaprabhu. Because he appreciated the transcendental senses of the Lord and offered some fruits for the pleasure of the transcendental. So that shows how much the Lord is inclined to bhakti compared to any other path. So therefore in the purport, Prabhupada says here that the idea is that devotional service to the Lord is the only method of cleansing the heart. Because you do a little bit of devotional service, the Lord becomes inclined to you, even though you may not be pure. You may even have material desire. You may be not even following the standard. He was the sannyasi with his wife and he was drinking wine. But the Lord Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu entered into his home. You think that Mahaprabhu didn't know? He's Parameshwara, a super soul. He knows everything. But he entered into that person's home, sat down and took the fruits that he offered. Because this is his nature. He will accept it. Patram pushpam palam toyam yomi bhakti parayachati. Bhakti paritam ashnami prayatmanaha. If it's offered with some love, I'm inclined, he becomes obliged. So, because they were offered that he was actually offering the fruits with some genuine service attitude. I want to please you. And Mahaprabhu's heart softened and accepted. So how easy it is to do bhakti. How easy it is. Patram pushpam palam toyam. Everyone can collect from here and there. Tulsi leaves, patram. Where were we yesterday? Yogeshwara Govinda Prabhu. Beautiful tulsi plant in the middle of the suburbs in Melbourne. Big, big, beautiful tulsi plant growing there. Patram, tulsi. Patram, pushpam, flowers. Pol, fruits available here. Water. And the Lord will accept. In fact, Mahaprabhu said to Advaita Acharya when he was beating him, you know, you disturbed me. I was happily sleeping in the yoga nidra. And your calls, and you're worshipping me with the tulsi patta and the Ganga Jal, and I had no choice. I had to come and give you your desire, fulfill your desire. If this was your intention, just to teach the Jnana Mag, why did you disturb me? So Mahaprabhu came, simply because of he became obliged to Advaita Acharya Prabhu's calling, because he had purchased him. Because he was offering that which was dear, tulsi leaves and Ganga Jal. A little bit of Ganga Jal is available, prachur, obabne, it's so much Ganga, water, easily available. And tulsi leaves, is in Bengal, tulsi growing everywhere, like Vrindavan, it's a forest of tulsi, available. Little tulsi leaf, a little Ganga water, and Advaita Acharya is offering to the Shalagam Shila. And Mahaprabhu reciprocating, yes, you've pleased me, what can I do for you? I just come and deliver the whole world. Okay, you've pleased me. Putit pavon hetu tava avatar. Hetu tava avatar. The purpose of this incarnation is putit pavon, to deliver the most fallen. Okay, I'll come, I'll deliver the most fallen. Because you've pleased me. Because I'm obliged to you, because you've satisfied me. How easy is bhakti yoga? And we find all about this just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And we find out how to serve the Lord. We see the examples of so many devotees serving the Lord. And their success. Any question on today's verse? Yes, Prabhu? How to develop genuine relationship with Krishna. Well, in the purport, Prabhupada said that it is there. Where did he say that? Yeah. The Lord is always within the heart, in the purports of Prabhupada. The Lord is always within the heart of the living being, but he becomes manifested by one's devotional service. So it's not really developing a relationship, it's awakening a relationship that's already there. So first of all, be convinced of that. Jiv Krishna Das, a Bishash, correlate. First of all, understand that is what I'm meant for. And other things are imitation. The other things we develop relationships with are perversions or imitations. They are the the alternative diversions that we preoccupy ourselves in. So, different things we can do. We can try to reduce the illusory relationships. You said genuine relationship, yeah. So we can not unnecessarily entangle ourselves in illusory relationships, because they will tend to preoccupy our capacity to have a relationship, and they will divert unnecessarily. That's called anatta nibriti, giving up the unnecessary things. And the things we develop relationships with are gross. We develop with material things, house and gadgets and all of these things we would develop attachment to. Where's my wallet? You carry here. And if the mobile, if you lose your mobile, lost my mobile. They have special software so you can retrieve your mobile. Boop, 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 boop. So actually we become attached to these material things. So for householders, we have to give away things. And then the tendency to become attached to material. In India, they have the fridge. There's a lock on the fridge. I don't know other countries where they have a lock on the fridge. Eh? A lock. It's my fridge. Get back. Come home in the evening and the kids are scratching on the door of the fridge. Pitaji, let open the door of the fridge. My fridge. I have the key. Carry it or keep it around my neck on a chain. A lock on the fridge. My fridge. So grihasthas have to give away things. Have to give charity. As soon as you don't need something, give it away. Give gift. Give donations. Invite the Vaishnavas to your home to enjoy all of your comforts of your home. And then you'll get purified. That's material things. And then relationships. Right? Engage family members in serving the Lord. Don't think that they are simply for your enjoyment. They are meant for the service of the Lord. So many practical things. Utsaha, nishchaya, daryat, tat-tat karma pravartana, sangha tyagat. Give up the relationship with all of these common materialistic things. Sangha tyagat. Satobrite. Have a livelihood which is honest. Sadbhi bhakti, prasiddhiti. This will develop all of these things. Everything we do. Chant Hare Krishna. Everything we do. That's the purpose of everything that we're doing. Anukalyasya sankalpa, pratikalyasya varjana. Avoid the unfavorable things and embrace the favorable things. And the result will be there. That's called Bhagavat Bhakti Anushilanam. It's cultivation. You have to cultivate the relationship. Just like relationship with the person. In the beginning, it's a little formal. You don't really have relationship. We're not on first name basis. But you can cultivate a relationship by your behavior. You cultivate a relationship with the person by offering them gifts, by discussing with them, by being with them. Cultivate a relationship with the Holy Name by spending quality time with the Holy Name. And not doing... Ananya... Bhajanti Ananna Manasa, Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter or 9th chapter, text number 14. Bhajanti Ananna Manasa. When you chant Hare Krishna, don't have other things on your mind. Don't be doing other things. There's quality time with it's developing a relationship by investing time in your service, quality time in the Holy Name with the Bhagavatam. Develop a relationship by regularly coming, by serving. Okay?
Mahendra Prabhu. Even if you talk, I'm convinced we are already speaking about it because you have a relationship with Krishna by preaching in Bangladesh and eating nice mangoes in Mayapur. So, my question to you is how actually holy name chanting pleases the heart? What is the mechanism?
That's the Lord. The Holy Name is the Lord. Association with the Lord. Krishna Surya Shama. Krishna is like the sun. Maya hoy andaka. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya adhikar. There's no room for maya where Krishna is present. So when you absorb yourself in the Holy Name, you absorb yourself in Krishna, it burns up the illusion. It burns up vidunoti saritsatam. It cleans, it destroys, it removes, evaporates. These things arise due to forgetfulness of Krishna. So when we're in the full sunlight, absorption in the Holy Name, then all of these things evaporate. That's the mechanism. But it's not my talk. It's Bhagavatam. It's not my talk. It's the Bhagavatam we're hearing. There's another question, comment.
You can understand how we're reading Advaita Acharya for a reason. The Buddha himself desired to serve.
I don't understand that. So I can't comment on that one. Yes? Yeah, good. What, your name again, Prabhu? Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath. Jai Jagannath Das. Sometime come to Kolkata with us for Rath Yatra. You'll be enlivened if you get a chance. Jai Jagannath. We said that the example of that was that Prabhupada, he's writing in the purports of Bhagavad Gita everything about devotional service and chanting the holy name. So in that way, he's delivering. Krishna is, he's doing more than Krishna did. And Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, but people were not clear. So Prabhupada came, he's advertising more than Krishna did himself, more clearly. And that's an example of able to deliver. However, Prabhupada could have done everything. Prabhupada could have delivered everybody. He had that potency. But he left some people for you to deliver Jai Jagannath. Otherwise, what would we do? Similarly, Krishna could have delivered the whole universe. Mahaprabhu could have delivered the whole universe, but he didn't. He left some people for Prabhupada. He left, and similarly, Prabhupada leaving some people for you. Otherwise, what would we do? We'd just be sitting around all day eating the Mahaprasada. So that's why not everyone's delivered yet, Jai Jagannath, to give you something to do so you can become inspired and you can develop all the good qualities of Vaishnava and associate, give your association and deliver the people. Okay. Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir ki, Opramanandi Hari Hari. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki.